to you.
Yeah, cool.
I just want to know what Rachel has to say about me.
You know what I've got to say about you.
Oh, no.
I'm here to embarrass the living fuck out of you.
Wonderful.
The biggest word
no, no, stop with the big words. It's embarrassing.
Good.
Freight.
But freight.
That was crazy.
Freight, nigga. Damn.
Stage freight. What was it? What's that one? Incline.
Incline, Jesus Christ.
My spelling's not that bad. My spelling's all right. It's my pronunciations of...
Nah, bro, you use the word. You use the word wrong word.
It's just the wrong word. That's what it is. It's just the wrong word. It's all
right. It's not even like the wrong, the right word incorrectly.
It's the wrong word completely.
Just the wrong word completely. Wrong word, like.
So, who put a picture of the freight train? I was down.
That guy's a fucking idiot. That guy's a fucking idiot, man.
Are we all good?
Yeah.
Stage freight.
Hi.
That was
stage
like
three.
Stage three.
You might say a little sentence.
If you start criticizing me now, I'll go in from the get-go.
No, do what? Yeah, I told you, you can't shame the shameless.
That is very true.
You can't.
I've put my...
Sorry, what's your name?
My name is Ludo.
Nice to meet you,
Ludo.
Ludo,
what's your actual name? I don't know your
It's word. Ludovic.
Ludovic is your name?
Yeah, no.
I saw we had that discussion.
I'm Congolese, he's Angolan.
No, we had that discussion today in the group chat.
What, niggas thought Ludo was like
saying that Cameroon and Congo is the same thing.
That's my name, bro.
I said, nigga, we're basically brothers.
Yeah, basically.
Me and Ludo got the same surname as well.
He's related.
But I'll be recording because I'm not saying that the school guy.
Oh, hey, whoa, don't be saying bro.
We're already recording.
My full name.
Where's that? When was that era when people were just like getting Ludo, saying Ludo from anywhere? Guadalupe.
Are you
like,
saying?
A nigga from Guinea-Bissau.
Racially ambiguous.
Saying Ludo from anywhere.
You lot are fools.
Yo.
Yeah. Yo.
Ludo was
any black country.
Ludo was definitely pretended to be Jamaican back in 2000.
That doesn't make no sense, bro.
You was.
I was.
I speak a whole nother language, bro.
What, Creole?
I speak Portuguese. So why would I pretend to be Jamaican?
I speak a lick of Portuguese right now.
Toca Bessa e muito grande. I want some Mr. Fail também.
You kind of
sexy. Follow my.
He was about to say you kind of sexy. Look at
nigga turning me on a little. Say that again, huh?
Nigga, I got some Portuguese for you. Cala boca.
What do I mean?
Mouth. Fuck up. Yeah, something to do with mouth. Boca means mouth.
Yeah, can you speak another language?
Do you know how I know that from Ricky? He'd always say to Lewis, "Sada de boca" in Italian. Something. Be quiet.
Damn. Close your mouth.
I know black puppy.
Negro nunca.
Shout out to Uncle Ricky.
As dark as me, you know, not black.
You know, Lewis, listen to this.
God, poor Lewis.
But yeah, now
fresh.
Auntie,
bro.
Auntie said that that this podcast is
Ricky listens to this.
She said that it's misogynistic.
Oh, why am I here?
And
no, it's not.
No, it's not. Wait, why?
Do you know what? Yeah, I feel like black men with podcasts have this. I don't want to say the word.
Bad rap.
Yeah, I was gonna say a different word.
For good reason, bro.
Yeah. But we're not really misogynistic.
We're not. Like,
no, I honestly don't think we are.
Like, I tell people that
we're stupid.
We're stupid. But when it comes to women,
yeah,
we like.
Wait. Pause. Do any of you have girlfriends?
Yeah,
anonymous.
Yeah.
So you? Huh?
My relationship is anonymous.
It's easy.
No, wait. Because I'm just going somewhere with this. So out of all four of you, you're the only one in a relationship.
Guess you could say that.
Okay.
So wait, when did this happen?
We'll talk off the pod, man. Be easy, man.
So we're just coming up.
Bro,
is this my launch?
No, anyway, wait.
Launch, bro.
Oh, is this my time?
But I'm going to listen to how you guys talk about women throughout, and then I'm just going to gauge if I could actually tell who was single and who's not just by the way they talk about women.
But then I told you, it's not, it kind of defeats the
point. No, wait. It doesn't defeat, it just kind of, you can reflect. These things are reflected, but.
Mm. But wait, do you think I have a girlfriend?
Even if you did, no one would know. You'd probably blur her face out and end up in Shadeborough again.
She knows too much.
But when you blur your friends,
that's what she's talking about. that wasn't even meant to happen. That was just my friend.
It wasn't meant to happen. Did you not take the picture, edit it, and then put it out there? So how was that a mistake?
I remember that picture.
When he went viral, when he went global.
When he was sitting down and the girls behind him, yeah? And the caption was ridiculous.
She's just there for the meantime or whatever. Like, she's a placeholder.
Yeah.
But sometimes, yeah, sometimes you need to pretend to have a girlfriend, yeah?
Mm. To attract.
To get some new hoes. That's when I was down and out. I had no hoes. I was like, all right, cool.
You have hoes now?
Huh?
Got to reel him in.
Huh?
Got you.
You have hoes now?
I wouldn't call them hoes because that's a bit misogynistic.
Unless they want me to.
You said hoes with like 30 seconds ago before you said that sentence you just did. Is that not misogynistic?
You're getting taken to task. Do you want the three of us to leave? Because like, you guys can.
That was the old me. Don't quote me.
Watching, yeah, the best thing ever. One of my best.
Has this started, by the way? Or is this just a chat?
Yeah, we're rolling. We're
you don't have like an intro or nothing, no?
Not with an unserious, serious podcast.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
One of the best things that I ever got from me and Alex is that watching Alex ruin his life in 4K is probably the best thing ever, bro.
You make people good about me, like my
yo,
life.
Yo, like
when I'm down, I'm like, at least Alex's life is worse.
Yeah, even that, it's because you can learn from his mistakes.
But you actually
well.
Have a
like,
good
what
life.
Not to do.
You're just an idiot.
That's the thing. I'm one of them suburban kids.
He actually has a good
turn
life.
Road. You know, we go to uni. I'm starting short and crack. Oh, I gotta get it out of the gutter, man.
Your mum has two houses. What are you short and crack for? shout out Glenn, though. Shout out Glenn.
Yeah, no, man. Yeah,
don't forget his mum.
Yeah, I don't want to say my mum's name. She wants to be off camera.
Okay.
Glenn's cool for the limelight.
Yeah, no.
Everyone knows Glenn anyway.
He's hood famous.
Yeah.
He is hood
famous. Palmer's Green OG, sorry. No,
Tottenham.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, there was times, yeah, you know when you go out with someone that knows a lot of people.
Do you know things we should do an intro?
We should do, because...
Right, cool. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Can we do it later? But you know when you go... you know when you go out with people who know a lot of people, it's like the worst thing. Like going like with my dad, like even if I'm by myself, he's like, yo, like some old head, like, yo, like you remember me?
No.
And he's like, oh yeah, I'm Glenn's friend. Da, da, da. I'm like.
Is your dad still own that pub?
Nah, he, black people owning pubs, man. Come on, man, be real, man.
Oh my God.
Like there was one time, yeah.
We own a pub.
Yeah, no, there was one time, yeah. He called me and my brother. He was like, yo, there's a sticky situation going on. He was like, I got about 10 Irishmen in here and they won't leave. Bro, it's like 11. His pub shuts at 10. You know when, like, all right, so like...
But he's still serving them drinks.
Bro, Irishmen, like, all right, it's not... So gypsies. Mm. So they'll come to a pub and they'll, yeah, like travellers, they'll come, go to a pub, like 10 minutes before shut, order a drink and they won't leave. And it's like a kind of a thing where they'll have like one beer and it's like, not going, and they'd be like, yo, like it's time to leave.
Yeah,
10 man, and then like it was like a Wednesday night, you know, like, so there wasn't a lot of workers. And it's like, all right, cool, we can call more people to come shut this down, kind of thing.
Yeah,
like we want to drink for another 20 minutes. And called me and my brother, he was like,
which one of your brothers?
Oh, you know him.
Yeah, you've got two. Which one?
I don't want to say his name because last time I said his name, he shouted at me. But you know him.
The one my age? Or
yeah.
The one older?
Yeah, the tall one. So he was like, okay. Me and him was like, we ain't going. What the fuck? I ain't fight no travellers.
Just call the Jakes.
Huh?
I ain't just call the Jakes.
Nah, no feds, man.
That's not how you do things.
Nah, man. But
then show up then. Like,
let me call the cops. I'm fuck up my pub, man.
Bro, I pay taxes, bro. Allow me, man.
Nah, that's the thing. Once you get to a point where you pay a lot of taxes, yeah. You got to start using NHS, mental health for no reason. Get that free therapy.
I got a headache. Yeah, let me go in.
Yeah, let me get some drugs.
Oh, you
ain't never used that mental health little trick?
No, that's disgusting.
Trick. What, for like, even for work?
What, faking a sickness just for benefit?
Now you're making me feel bad about my life. Yeah. But anyway, here's the intro.
Yeah. What a way to segue into it.
Yeah, fucking but blood. You know, it's Apes on Tape. I've got the guys back. That was a mishap last week, by the way.
Do you know what's so funny? Ludo was available, but you said, I want to record with my industry friends.
Yeah.
So fuck Ludo.
Yo, low key.
I'm not industry.
No.
Alex, don't rate us.
Bro. No. Wait.
Alex, don't fuck with us.
Alright, cool. Let me tell you what happened. I woke up late and then I had to drop my mum somewhere. And I'm seeing the group chat, yo, trains are fucked, can't come through. And then I was just like skim reading it. I don't read messages. Like, come on, man. You know when a girl sends you the long paragraph?
Oh, you only read it, yeah.
You get to the bottom bit,
you can actually answer.
The conclusion.
Yeah.
And this is how you can tell Alex is single. You know when a girl sends you bare messages? Continue, go on.
Damn, yeah, man. Stop. Only Alex that does.
I feel like this is my therapist. But yeah, so then I seen Ludo's, he said in the middle of it, I can come, like, but it's going to be, I have to take bus or whatever, kind of thing. But I didn't see that until afterwards.
No, it's cool.
So this is my public apology.
I take it.
I'm sorry, big bro.
It's alright. Big bro. Don't let it happen again.
But yeah, so so we got
the group.
We got Ludo here, four pussies full. Cheeksy Gino, say hi.
Yo, what's up, man?
We got Atlas.
Don't you fucking dare.
Atlas, the boom bap rap fanatic. And then we got my we got my favorite guest here, Rachel. Rachel is
our first woman guest, right?
Nope.
Is it not?
You forgot about Bonnie.
Yeah.
You just
the episode's out. But anyway, so wait, Rachel is like a family friend of mine. We grew up together, and what was your experience like with me growing up?
You were a joke.
Damn.
Damn. No, that's horrible. No, Alex would be, like, he was always a clown. He was always like the funny one, like saying the inappropriate stuff, doing the inappropriate things. Like, I feel like you haven't changed. You've just got worse, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not surprised you have a podcast where you talk the most shit because it just seems great for you.
Because, yeah, I'm not good at anything but...
And I'm actually quite scared of what you're going to say to me throughout this, because if I get cancelled dealing with your shit, then I'm coming for you.
What are you going to do? You like 5'3".
Oh, no, I've got agents. I don't need to fight my own battle. I've got agents that will do it for me.
What cancel?
I don't watch hate. I got shooters that watch it for me.
How are you going to cancel a podcast called Apes and Tapes?
No, I'm not canceling your podcast. You know, like, if you say something wrong and you're associated with it, and it's like, oh, let's cancel.
Oh, so you're suing?
Sorry. A man was on here last week talking about his foreskin, and he's all right.
Excuse me?
You're going to be all right, bro.
What?
Like, you're going to be all right, bro.
Hold on, what?
I'm not saying who it was. You're gonna be alright.
Was it someone in this room?
Nah.
No bullshit.
Nah,
what?
Was it one of those?
I don't lie to women.
You're being hella quiet. Was it you? Yeah, but
nah.
It was him.
Do you know what? Yeah, shout out to Kia, because I should have took that one out because that was crazy.
No, but I think Alex, who stitched everyone up, brother.
Oh, you stitched everyone.
Oh,
you stitched me up.
No, but you got the worst though. Your one.
Yeah. All I say is, yeah, if you come on the podcast, yeah, you have one chance.
I don't come on the podcast. I am part.
No. Wait. The guest had one chance, and he said something outlandish.
So he had to pick.
Yeah. So out of the two worst, and
that was like more worse than that one.
We will not talk about it. That's been deleted forever. Like we will not even talk about it off cameras. That was outlandish.
I will repeat, man. It catches.
You see, changing room football like talk. We're just saying anything.
Yeah.
It was.
But you said something about changing room, about the buying the changing rooms. That was crazy, by the way. I was listening back.
But wait.
Bro, I was listening back to the episode, yeah, in my kitchen. I was cooking. And my little sister walked in, she's 16. And I'm playing it out loud.
You should have had your headphones in. Headphones, man.
But it was bare hot in the kitchen. And my headphones are overhead.
Oh, you got overhead.
Yeah, above. So anyway, I'm listening to it. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
I had to pause it so quick because she walked in from behind me and just heard it. I'm talking, wow.
Wait. You lot don't understand, yeah? you lot don't understand, yeah? I have to do this weekly. I'm in my house editing this. I don't use headphones because I need to hear everything.
Mm.
And sometimes my mum walks in and I have to just be like, fuck it. I'm going to play it out loud to hear what's happening. And then she's just in the background just like...
and, you're talking like this?
And then I'm just like pretending I can't see her.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where I just like, yeah, I know she thinks I'm a mess. But I tell people, man, like for me... Being like the family disappointment is so hard. Like, it's so hard.
You've got to live up to that.
Bro, like.
Do you think of the disappointment in your family?
Every day I have to outdo myself. Like, to the point where I have to, like, I'm struggling. Like, I'm there at home, like, think, how can I make things worse? I told you there was one point when there was, like, Fez in my yard. And then they were like, oh, where's Alex? And then she was like, what happened? He's got unpaid court fees. And she was like, what? and I came downstairs. I was like, Mum, who's there? She was like, I'm saying his name.
Sebastian.
No, she was like, Craig, fuck, like, go away. I was like, my name's not Craig. My name's.
She was like,
just go. And I was like, cool. And when she came, when they left, she was like, so why are police asking for you about your court cases, about drink driving and assaulting a police officer?
Excuse me, Alex, you assaulted the police officer?
She tried to arrest me.
She tried to arrest me
behind my back, so I swung this. I didn't know who it was. Don't creep up on me.
Creeped up on you, I tried to cuff you.
Yeah, what?
That's not legal.
Yeah, exactly. You got to read my rights or something. I didn't like. That's crazy, but.
What happened to that case though?
Hmm?
What was that case? Is it still ongoing?
So I have to go rehab.
Rehab?
Oh my god!
It's like a rehab course. Like you have to document every drink you have for like 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
And you completed it?
Hmm?
You completed it?
Of course. Dude, people were worse than me out there. There was one guy came up the last week, he was drunk. He smelled a vodka. And then, so you have to document.
Vodka drunk is crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Drunk, yeah. That's crazy.
What's the thing that, night, bro. What's the thing that, the alcohol volume,
what do you units.
Mean? The units. Yeah. And then, so we're all going and telling our units. It's all a bit crazy.
How did you act like you were an alcoholic?
But you have to do it. And then the...
Because you got done for
You know you go to jail for robbery, you know when you're murderers and that. I don't belong with these people.
But no, all right, cool. So what
happened? Yeah, I killed five guys.
So what happened was...
I won't do the riots.
Bro, I was the driver.
Sorry, I don't want to keep bringing up last episode, yeah? But who was it that said is that criminal who looks like Dylan? It's mad accurate.
Herbert.
Yo. Marvin Herbert. I paused it and I was laughing for like 60 seconds. Bro, I was in tears. That shit's so accurate.
But let me continue. But so there's what he was Polish and then he goes, he goes, I can't put down my units. Everyone's like, why? He's like, I make my own vodka and it's 100%.
But how do you even make your own vodka?
Yes, imagine a lab with like potatoes.
You can buy kits. You know Wilco, like the they sell like beer making kits, wine making kits, vodka making kits. They're for like £10.
That's crazy.
Potatoes, water.
You put your herbs in
ice.
That's so crazy. Bro. I said, I make my own vodka.
Bro, we was like.
That's
like it's shine. Breaking Bad.
Yo, is bro. He chasing that?
Bro,
no,
I straight.
But yeah, so he turned up.
He's got the bottle with the XXX.
So
moonshine.
With the what's it called? It's like a sack.
Yeah.
Tie it around the bottle.
So he was like.
Like an Ed, Eddie. So
he's
like, go.
He was basically saying, yeah, like he makes his own vodka, blah, blah, blah. So I can't put it down the units. And then.
He can't put it down because there's too many because he doesn't know the
units. He doesn't know the units. It's not official. Oh. But then the last week, the, don't know what to call it. Like the therapist or whatever. She tells him about his life. She was like, someone smells of vodka and I don't think anyone's passing because I can't tell who it is.
What?
And then...
Everyone's looking at him.
I was like...
You tell I'm...
This might be my snitching era. Like, but then she was obviously bluffing. Everyone passed, but...
Including him.
Including him.
Hey, man.
There was
one nigga that he drove... He's on the driving man. He drove there.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I was like, this whole...
Well, he drove to court on the driving band.
Bro, no, it's not cool. It's like,
no, but literally, they had a drink.
Yeah.
To court.
Bro, it was bonkers. But that was a good experience for me, man. Really.
How long ago did you do this?
6 years ago.
Damn.
And I got caught. I was 0.5 off. So I wasn't 1 point off. I was just above.
Just above.
Oh, so.
That's mad petty, man.
Had me in the cell. Hey, that was the week I went cell on. Saturday night, Sunday night, come out.
Monday night.
Thursday night, got caught with a drink driver, went back to the same cell. Like,
oh, you again?
You all right, Alex? Yeah. Then just had...
Was that when you tried to call your ex and she didn't pick up?
Yep.
I'm not listening to this.
Listen, tell you something. You need to let me write your life story. Like, no. One day when you turn like 50, we're going to sit down.
Do your memoirs.
Like, I'm going to write your memoir for you.
I'm going to turn it into a movie.
Like, you have to let me have
that. Niggas think I'm making it to 50.
point made.
But yeah. No,
my intro.
Of course, I have to give a bit of my life.
You give too much of your life sometimes.
But do I?
Yeah.
I'm being dead serious. There's stuff that you lot will never hear about me. I've got skeletons in the closet.
That's crazy.
If I tell people the story I heard you tell the first time me and you ever proper hung out,
mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to tell it.
Yeah, I think
you actually told it on the podcast. Nah, wait, I don't know if you told it on the podcast.
Let's not make this about me. Rachel's
here. Yeah,
let's
not make this about you. We have a special guest.
Mm-hmm. How you been, Rachel?
Great.
How's life?
Great.
Speaking to
until
the mic.
Until now. Oh, sorry. It's been great until now.
You guys. Till now.
Why am I eyes scaring you?
I feel like you changed on us. It went industry.
Oh, shut up. That's far from the... That's one thing everything says.
Rachel went Love Island and tell us so. I didn't hear from her like a year after.
Big time.
It hasn't even been a year since my series ended. So what are you talking about? My series ended in September.
You right, but...
Mm.
But yeah, Rachel... But even before then, yeah, I didn't really hear from Rachel. And I remember I was at a wedding in a hotel. And I was just like chilling. And then what's that annoying guy? He's not annoying. He's very funny. The commentator for Love Island.
In Sterling.
Yeah. But then he was like introducing
Beezy.
Yeah. Yeah. But then he was like, I think, what is it, like a love bomb or whatever?
Bombshell.
A bombshell, Rachel. And I was looking at you, and I was like, that's a really good woman. And I was like, just going about my day, I was like, I know this woman. Like, I really do know this woman. And yeah, it was you. And
did you not recognize her show?
Yeah, like.
Nah, but it
I lost a little weight before I went on that show.
Like,
I went down to like a size 4'6".
Did you plan to lose weight or you just?
I did. I planned to lose the weight, yeah. I wasn't told to, but like, if you're going to walk on a bikini video, you want to look a certain way, so yeah.
Yeah, is that?
Have you watched Love Island before?
But I'm saying
he was meant to go in it as well. Moses, but you know, he didn't pass STD check.
Yo.
No, Moses was actually meant to be on that season.
Yeah, but
were you?
Guy would have walked around.
Bare reds.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy would have walked around.
Monkeypox, COVID, everything. And HIV.
Everything.
I can't believe. Do you know how crazy that is?
Hey, kill him. Kill him.
No.
I'm not doing this again. Kill him.
But go on.
You were telling a story about seeing him in TV. I'm letting you finish.
No, but yeah, no. I saw it and then I was like, I really know you. And then I messaged my cousin. And I was like, is this Rachel?
Yeah, they knew. Your cousins knew. I could only tell four people, so they were two of the people that knew.
I thought it would be me.
Based on what?
You don't fuck with you like that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Like, all right, growing up, me and Rachel are basically...
He was a bastard to me. Like, he was an absolute bastard. Like, cool. I was family friend. He was just always a prick for no reason.
Damn. Like, imagine, yeah, someone comes to your house and calls you fat and ugly. That was Rachel. Like, every day she'd pull up. This nigga fat and ugly. She would always call me ugly. She'd call me ugly.
Ugly,
yeah.
I don't use the other word.
And then me and her would go off like saying, ah, look at you. Da-da-da, that forehead, crazy.
He's not wrong.
But I'm just glad, I'm glad that
and now we're besties, yeah.
Why are your hands so cold? Like
cold-hearted. These streets make
out of the family, you're still not my favourite.
That's
favourite.
That's wild.
But it makes sense though, so that's technically you're wild. First, because there's two that are obviously going to come before anyone, then you.
Damn. Take that. You take that.
There's some people that will be mad about that.
No, I'm third, definitely.
But what? You're third.
Why did they come first?
That's on the podium.
Why did they come before anyone?
So the two that come first are his two cousins, my best friend, who grew up with them. I've known since before.
So they introduced me to her.
Yeah, and then Alex will come third because Alex is just I have to say, you've changed in a good way. Like, you're still the same. Like, you're actually like...
Finally,
he's
my
a good
flowers.
Time.
My flowers.
Your good time.
I'm thinking of me more.
I ain't gonna give them to you. So
you got them from somewhere.
Give you the flowers.
On us, did you actually go on Love Island? Actually looking for love though.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm aware of the benefits that come of going on the show. But before applying for it, I was in a relationship 5 years. It broke down. I've never been a girl that's like. Liked in being single till now. I'm enjoying being single now. And I literally, I remember I was quoted in the Daily Mail for saying I've scraped the bottom of the dirtiest barrels to find love. And I have, like, I'm a relationship girl. So I went on it for relationship because I thought I've literally tried everything now. I've settled for second best. I've dated older. I've dated younger. I've gone on Hinge. I've done this.
Damn. Experience.
Experience.
In the gym, huh?
Put them shots up.
Yeah.
Kobe, 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Everyone workouts already in.
Everybody. There you go.
But it didn't. About 6 a.m. Kobe'd been there for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. You definitely misheard what I said. I said Hinge, not gym. But it's cool.
No.
It will make sense. Yeah, yeah. Make sense.
You're not a sportsman.
It's a sport.
No.
But I want to ask, yeah, what is the worst thing that came from Love Island?
The worst thing to come from Love Island? Probably people thinking I'm not a serious person, that I cry and that I'm like not serious. Like, I've like worked in my career for 15 years. Like, I went to uni, I went to law school. Like, I'm not Rachel from Love Island. I've literally got a brain, I've got a career. Like, people know me for my achievements.
Damn.
And people just thinking I'm a whiny bitch that can't walk in heels is something I don't appreciate.
The walking in heels thing that.
But you know, it's funny. Hey, I'm not going to tell you. It was fucking hilarious.
Hey.
I always say this first. I did that walk like 500 times, and I grew up with boys. I don't wear heels. I'm a tomboy.
She's a trainer.
I don't wear heels, so of course I'm gonna walk like a fucking prick. But do you know what? Sadly, but at the great same time, that's what's made me like stay relevant to now. So if I had to look like an, to be fair, people that go viral these days, it's either for doing something amazing or looking like a prick. So I went.
You know what it was? Yeah, like it was like I was seeing Twitter go crazy with the jokes. I had a couple jokes. I was like, I ain't gonna do Rachel like that. But then
did.
3 minutes later, I'm cracking jokes. Damn, she looking
What's the
crazy.
First thing you said about me?
Probably that Rachel's so horny that you're scaring me. Nah.
Okay, but can I say something? Okay.
You were scaring the niggas.
No, wait. There was a transition in my character. So in the beginning, I didn't realize I'm being portrayed as like this crying, whiny bitch. And then I thought, okay, this one guy's come in. Everyone else here is like not interested. I need to give it 110%, but that is not me. I've never had to beg for attention from a guy before. Never had to this day.
I feel like a lot of girls go on Love Island. And that happens to them.
No, but
yeah,
they go on it. Like, look at Natalia, for instance. Tall, good looking.
All these
crazy. Never had to beg for like attention.
Yeah.
Like, to go on and get pied, boom, boom, in like 3 minutes.
Yeah. It's a lot. I mean, I'm not used to being rejected, and I'm not saying that in any way to make myself come across a certain way. But I've never had to like get a guy's. And I thought, okay, let me just go. All I'm on TV anyway. I'm sure they'll make it look funny. So that was all it was. It was to save my place. I've never had to do that, and I never will do that again in my life.
Everyone kind of forgets that Love Island is a game.
Like, it's a game. When there's a prize at the end, it's a game. Yeah, but that's why I was so shit on the show, because I never went in with any tactics. But had I gone that show now, believe me, it would
actually
be
can I ask a question, yeah? Because it's related to what you said before. Yeah. Do they kind of give you like a character to play when you
Yeah, they do.
Did they actually? Like,
they do. Like, even if they don't say it to you, they force you into situations. Everyone's been a lot of honest. Everyone's been honest and open about it now, ever since I've been telling my story. But you'll see, just ask anyone that's been on the show. They'll be like, were you ever told to do things? Were you ever put in such a certain situation? And they'll all say yes. And they remember when I came off, they said, Rachel, at the end of the day, it's reality TV, but it's entertainment. We need to do things to make it entertaining. My second day in that villa, one of the exec producers came in and he was like, guys, you're killing me out here. And I was like, what the hell's going on? He was like, we need drama. We need something. Whenever. And I was like, oh God, you really have to act.
My guy was stirring the pot.
Then if I smack someone in the face at the first convenience, now I'm going to get kicked off.
But we went past the point, yeah? And I need to ask this because I ask every guest. And I'm not going to stop because the woman's here.
Oh God, right. Go on.
I need to know.
Need to know.
The white man body count.
Excuse me?
What?
He gets away from it.
That tells me a lot about the answer. We got her. We fucking got her.
First of all, my body count's low for one.
No, we don't want the overall.
We don't want the overall.
I'll give you a percentage.
We just want the milk.
Overall.
Oh, yeah, well,
give you a percentage.
We don't care about body counts over here.
No.
We like sluts.
But you've been with the...
What is wrong with you?
But you've been with the craving dough. You've been with the heavy cream. Like, what's up?
Is this how you guys describe
full fat milk?
This is so disgusting.
No. We just need to know. Dr. Uma wants to know.
Yeah. Out of percent, I don't know. I literally have no type. Like my longest relationship was with a Greek Cypriot guy.
That's white.
That's a white man. Yeah, that's a white man.
Since I've dated, like, I don't go open date shackles, people jumping based on what they look like.
Didn't you have that wedge black guy in there?
Wedge black guy.
Yeah. Looking at me when you said that.
I'm not being
No. He kind of looks like you, but
the one that was selling trading.
Yeah, oh, him.
He don't look like. No, what the
fuck? Who's that?
I don't think that's her season.
Ted, wasn't you with Ted?
No, he was the season before.
That wasn't her season. That was the winter season.
That was the season.
He looks nothing like you, bro.
He's like, yeah, he's a shit guy.
90% success rate.
Don't mind me. I'm building my agendas here. Sorry, but go on.
That nigga
I couldn't.
Do you still speak to anyone from your season?
Yeah, I do. What's the percentage? Are people I speak to from my season?
No, they don't know. The other question.
Oh, the other percent? I don't know. Maybe like 25%.
God damn. Nah, I'm playing. That's all right.
No, that's a lot.
That's like
cappuccino, isn't it?
Because wait. All I'm saying, if we ask Moses.
Who's Moses?
That's Moses.
60.
Remember, he spent years in Sweden, bruv.
Yeah.
I know,
but
you were kidding.
But why is this even a topic of conversation? Like, why is this a thing? Why does it matter? What, like?
We're doing a census for Dr. Uma.
Yeah. No. We like to build a rapport on kind of who's been with who.
Based on race or what?
Yeah, 100%. We racist.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Let's just be completely clear about that.
I feel like maybe I need to ask you guys because I don't even know. Like, so far, this has been all about you guys. The one question you asked me is about my fucking body count.
We asked about how was your time after Love Island.
You asked you how you know Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you still talk from Love Island?
All right, cool.
Okay, fine. I stand corrected. Continue.
But other than that, what's the best thing that came from Love Island?
Money.
Respect.
So you still get opportunity to this very day then because of that.
I earn more. I have a good job. I earn more putting one picture on Instagram than I do in my 9-to-5.
Wait, how does to us on the outside, yeah, when people leave and then they kind of shoot to like, you know, relevance and whatnot, yeah, it just seems like it's like that. But do you get like ideas? Not ideas, but do you get like offers before you come off? Do you get like that?
How so when I first came out, like there's like agents like in your DMs, and then ITV set up like interviews of all these different agents. So I had interviews with some agents, and then yeah, there's deals that you get contracted by participating on the show. Like you get work with the sponsors.
Yeah.
And then your agent gets you work from there on. But I was with an agent for a while, then I left because I was like, I'm not paying someone 20% when I'm the one doing the work. So
20?
That's a 360 deal.
Yes. So I did my own deal for a while. And the good thing is the biggest deals I've had and all the interviews I've had, I didn't have an agent, so I got that full money. But I've signed with an agent now.
I see you got that blue tick.
Yeah, that my agent got me that blue ticket in 24 hours, but my agent couldn't do in the space of 11 months.
Oh, yeah, that's a good agent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good agent.
What made you decide to go back to an agent since you left one already?
Because the agent I'm with now knows some good people.
Oh, the contacts and whatnot.
Yeah, and when you sign with any agent, it's a risk, but the fact that agent proved themselves. When I tell you, it wasn't even 24 hours since I'm meeting me signing the contract to me getting a blue tick that my other agent had been trying to do for almost a year. I was like, yeah, no, I'm like, this is good. Like, this is a sign. I trust them. Let's see where it goes. And you're never contracted for like more than 30 days. No, you've got a 30-day release period. So if I'm not happy, I can go.
Yeah.
So it's early days. It hasn't even been a month yet. So we'll see how it goes. But so far, they've proven themselves.
Well, they've started off well.
Yeah, 24 hours, a blue tick. Yeah.
Literally.
That's interesting. So like, if you're contracted to an agent, it's what's the industry standard? You said 30 days usually, or what? What's that?
It depends. So my first agent, I was signed into them for 3 months minimum.
Okay.
This agent, I can release as long as I give 30 days notice. Everyone's agency setup is different.
So it's literally like a rolling contract, as in there's no like commitment. You just break that within that 30 days.
Yeah.
Rolling contracts.
And I prefer that because I'm very independent in all aspects of life. So I do like handling my own shit. I mean, it's great to not
man.
Literally. And I literally don't want to pay someone 20% unless it's deserving. So no, but right now I'm good.
20% is a lick though, man.
It's a lot.
Oh yeah.
How is
a housing contract?
Listen, I didn't make it that far, so you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've always wondered, like what is it like being in the public eye now? Like, what's it like doing that? Like,
so
did you go out, people
you need to remember,
you?
Love Island's a factory, so now there's a new season out, and there's been, like, it comes, your height, it literally slowly goes like this. I mean, I still get recognised, like, for being the first black female bombshell ever, but at the same time, like, it's not like when it was, when I first came out, I got Ubers everywhere for the first 3 months because I was scared to go on the train. I would literally have people come up to me, bombard me, whatever, but now I can literally do anything.
Tesco's anymore.
Yeah, but now it's fine. Like, it's literally like a factory, and I don't care about people forgetting me because I never went on it for the fame. I know what the benefits were, but I've always been a private person.
I've got one question for you. What one advice would you tell someone who's about to go on Love Island?
Act up. Even if it's embarrassing yourself, act up, make yourself spoken about, pretend if you've got to, because as long as you have viral moments, that's what's going to make you successful.
And what advice for after that you've
after? Learned? The advice I'd give for after is during the process applying to getting on the show, make sure your head is right because you're going to have to deal with a lot of shit. And if you're not headstrong, don't even bother going on the show. If other people's opinions affect you, don't do it. Unless you're my friends or my family, I don't give a fuck what you think. And you need to be in that mindset because if you let other people's opinions bother you, God, you'll be broken with it.
Can I ask something as well? So I don't know how much of the most recent season you watched, but you know, like for instance, the whole situation with like Jax, like it all just getting a bit too much for him and him leaving.
Yeah.
Can you relate to that in some way? And if you can't relate to it, explain
where
he could be coming from?
Can I butt in quickly? I've always known, like, Rachel, when I saw you going, like, everyone was chatting shit or you doing stuff, I knew Rachel wouldn't ever, like, I see, like, everyone saw you cry and stuff, whatever. Like, I feel like that's natural anyway. Mm. But Rachel is very, like, thick-skinned. Like,
100%.
Like, me and her, like, when we used to go at it with each other, I thought I was saying some deep shit, but she would just come back with deep shit. And I'm like, I am very thick-skinned. You know when you get cut first, I'm like, yo, stop
that's
it. Like, yo, stop it, man. Like, come on, man. Like, you didn't need to say that.
I'm weak. If people judge me, put off said think I'm weak, I am far from. I literally do not give a fuck about anything and anyone apart from a handful of people. So like, no words or nothing, no behaviour ever affect people. To answer your question... which I've already forgotten. No, I haven't forgotten it. So the reason why I can't relate to the Jack situation is because ITV have their favourites, Love Island have their favourites. They allow people to rewrite their narrative. For example, the guy I was coupled up with, when we were together, everyone on the outside was bashing him. But because he had a situation where he had to leave and he started crying, everyone sympathised. Mm-hmm. If they like you and they think you're going to be a profitable character, then they'll change your story. So they made him go from publicly Public Enemy number one to the Britain's sweetheart.
They tried doing that with is it Dammy?
What do you mean?
They tried making him some evil villain.
Yeah,
I feel like everyone, like, you probably had the most, like, funniest moment, and then they'll be like, nah, like, we need to paint her in a bad way.
No, they profited off my embarrassing moments big time. The head smash, the walking in the heels, the cockabout, they profited off that, but they never showed any good stuff. If anyone just watched that show, they'd think all I did was cry and whine, but that was not it.
So do you think they the producers, sorry to cut you off, but the producers kind of orchestrated the whole
But thing. They do, everyone knows that. If you listen to any interview from any islander that's come up for the past series and people that were doing interviews before the series came out, everyone's being a lot more honest about their experience.
Yeah. Which is good.
It's a television show. It's entertainment. Like they said, Rachel, it's reality TV, but it's entertainment. We need to make it good for the public.
Yeah.
Do you know what? They make you forget it. Not only make you forget, but they phrase it in which they make you feel like, oh, it's reality TV. Everything's all organic, but it's not. It's not.
It's real people, but they're all being forced to play characters.
That's why, like, with Big Brother coming back, I'm kind of worried it's not going to be as good as
it won't be. It won't be.
We were kids. Oh, that was so authentic.
Maybe too authentic.
Too authentic.
It won't be because it's the same producers that produced Love Island producing.
TV now, isn't it?
It's going
to
be on
Channel 4, my bugging.
Yeah.
But I've got a question for you to just to swerve this conversation. What is your main red flags and icks for men? Because you were quite picky out there.
I'm picky in general.
Oh, God.
What's my main red flag for men? I don't like anyone
I'm not going near it, G. No, do you ask me I'm furthest away from it?
No, because you've got like
a... To be fair, I wouldn't mind a top up.
Because you've got like an open thing in it.
But go on.
Red flags and guys. Whatever. I don't like a guy that's got an ego, like that thinks they're better than anyone. Excuse me, what?
No.
Ignore him.
Let her finish.
Anyone that thinks they're better than someone, I just don't have time for it. Also, a guy that doesn't have a good relationship with his family, that's a red flag for me.
Oh, okay.
And someone that, I don't know, but I don't know if I'm surrounded by the best people to say this kind of thing, but I hate someone that's misogynistic.
Wait, sorry.
You're out of this.
Thank you.
I just don't like, to be fair, I think everyone's out of it apart from Alex, to be honest.
I'm not
I don't even want to cut you off, but there's so many things going in my brain right now. Thank you. Number two, my nigga, how much did you pour? You were speaking, I could hear a waterfall behind me. I was like, whoa.
I just want to put this out there. I am not misogynistic. I love hoes. I love regular women.
Alex, stop it.
I love the bad bitches.
Can I just say something?
I love the church women.
Putting on a character for the cameras, because this guy loves his sister, he loves his nieces, he loves his mum, he loves his cousins, but you come in here and you act like you're some bad, you're the softest piece of shit ever.
Expose him!
Get him!
This guy has a lot of women in his family and he loves them like Bacon's. He's like, with the hoes, like, shut up.
Get him, get one in for me too.
She's got me in that one.
Stop.
I'm exposed. Cats out of the bag.
You got me.
You fugazi. You don't got it.
You don't got it. Out of the closet. No, do you know what it is?
They're putting up persona for these niggas. You don't got it.
I don't know what's going on. Quick question to ask. Okay.
Do you think people still now to this day go on Love Island for love?
Sorry, wait.
No, there's people that go on it for love, but even the people that go on it in love for love like me, you're aware of the benefits that come off. Had I gone to the end of one, I swear, I literally would have like, mum, dad, you're set, you're going to do this. I had plans, of course.
Yeah.
But even still, even if you're on it for 5 minutes like I was, there's so many benefits, financial benefits that... I will never pay back my mum and dad for what they've done for me, but I've done a hell of a lot. Yeah. Like, I'm good with life now. Like, I'm so good.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I backtrack?
Legit.
You said that I've got, like, females around me. I just want to put it out there. All right, cool. Like, my family...
He's going to put his character back on now.
My family, yeah, like, my sisters and that.
Sister.
Do you know what? Sometimes I call my oldest niece, we got a 10-year gap. She's kind of like my younger sister.
Yeah.
Like, not she ain't, obviously, but we kind of talk in that same way. But obviously, I grew up with women. I don't hate women or anyway. Like, I love my mum sometimes.
I love women.
But I feel like relationships...
black.
relationship with women... relationships with women, don't always you can't, like, the relationship we have with mum ain't gonna be the same relationship we have with
you're
women.
Saying the obvious, what's the point of this?
But at the same time, ask any woman I've been with and say, ask them if I've mistreated them. I am a saint.
I would actually love to do that.
Like, all right, cool. I've been through too many tough times on the internet. I've expected one woman to be like, make up a lie. There's not my track sheet is clean.
That backs up what I say. Underlying, like when it comes to women, you do respect them and admire them, but I feel like on the public, you're like, yeah, fuck these, but I feel like it's a little bit of a...
No, but wait. If I ask where the hoes are, I'm being serious. Where are they? Where are they? I ain't trying to avoid them. I'm trying to see them. I'm trying to conversate.
If it's someone you're committed to,
the hoes have the best conversation. Like, I've ever talked to a little slut. She's got stories.
I keep calling them hoes. That's what she's.
How did this come?
I think you keep calling them hoes. That's what she's like fixated on.
But did we change the narrative?
Of that I've been called.
I don't think the word is negative anymore. But it's not for us to say.
I've been called a slut.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. So, if we're on the same body counts, why can't you be a slut?
Why does body count even matter?
It doesn't.
Why does it fucking matter?
How, what makes a slut?
Why does it matter? So it's okay for what, a guy to be up here, and if a woman's got...
Wait.
As long as Moses and Chino ain't hit.
Wait. I'm saying, so what makes a slut? A man slut or...
A slut is an opinion. It's not a definition. You can think someone's a slut depending... If you think kissing 10 guys in one night, so you could think fucking 10 people's a slut. A slut is not... I get that.
It's not a noun. If you give head...
So do you not believe in that word at all?
No. I think a slut is a matter of an opinion. It's a matter of opinion because, again, it's standard. Some people see nothing wrong with having a high body count. Some people see just live your life. It's an opinion. It's not a title.
But the thing is, I'm on the sense of live your life. Like, I've never cared about a woman's body count ever in my life. I told you, when I was like 20, I was dealing with a babe. Her body count was like 50. I was like, fuck it, man. Like,
but even why that's do my you need to know a woman's body count?
What, did you ask her?
Conversation?
I didn't ask. She told me.
The thing is, sometimes it might come up a conversation, but I honestly haven't asked the woman how many guys have you slept
with. Do you know when it comes up? You know when you're, I don't know if you lot know it, but see when, you don't know, like when you're both kind of like slutty, yeah? You're exchanging slut stories.
Whole stories.
Nah. And when she doubles back.
I can't do the whole stories. Because when you just say something, I don't want to hear.
Like. When a girl doubles back and tells you a slutty story, you get kind of angry. Like, I should have went harder back
then. And then when I leave the hotel and take the key with me.
So all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy.
Now I'm the bad guy.
No, because do you know what?
I can't do the slut. I ain't got the stomach for it.
Do you know what? I hate. Women bring heavy artillery to a fist fight every time, every single time. They one up you crazy every single time.
They're trying to one up you, like.
But yeah. I ain't got the heart for this, bro. That's
You'll be like, someone ate my ass. Yeah. Two niggas ate my ass. How?
I was in an orgy.
Then you be like, oh yeah, I had sex outside. Like, oh, Chino and Moses fucked me at the same time.
What? Hold on, everyone. Don't want to say anything, yeah. Don't say my name. Stop saying my name.
Like, whoa, how did we get here?
Stop using me.
Rachel, can I ask you something? Because this is something we've spoken about this before in terms of like, it's not even a body count thing, it's different. Obviously, we've established none of us care about like how many people someone slept with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But do you kind of pause a little bit if a guy you're potentially talking to has slept with like one of your friends?
I don't give a fuck, because as long as he's got no STDs, it's fine.
Someone that you know.
Really?
What does it have to do with what people do in their private time and how they enjoy it? As long as it doesn't affect me, why the fuck?
I think that's a guy thing. That's definitely a guy thing.
No, do you know what?
Yeah, but guys expect the most perfect girl, but a dickhead.
No, we don't. No.
Maybe not you.
No, you're misconstruing now. I don't care. I'm saying if you were talking and you're like, yeah, I let Kia Keys hit. I let Moses hit. I'm like, nah. Not guys that I know, guys that I'm around.
Yeah, like proximity thing.
That's right. Okay, so if you're talking about if someone slept with people, many people that you know.
Exactly.
Oh, again, yeah. What someone does with their private life and their body is nothing to do with me. If it doesn't affect me physically, emotionally, or financially, why should I care?
But it could affect you emotionally, because we'll say me and Moses get into a little something, and he's like, yeah, but what? I fucked your girl. Now I have to kill him.
Some people are
not only has he had sex with my girlfriend, but now I'm in jail.
Some people are unruly like that.
I told you, sorry.
Imagine Kiki's rapping about your girl, bro.
You listen to that new Kiki's track and he's talking about this and
word.
No, do you know what?
Don't say your friends because he agrees with us. Don't let him get away with it.
Listen,
you know you've got 30 minutes left here, but all I'm going to say is that as long as it doesn't affect me emotionally, financially, physically, I don't give a fuck. Right,
cool. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? The proximity thing is weird because it's like, men imagine it like this, yeah? I go to a party now and I'm with my brethrens or whatever, and then there's the nigga there that
Why do you keep saying the N-word? What's the
name? Oh, I'm sorry. There's a man in this room.
I hate black people like that. Can't say the N-word.
There's a man in this room that's in my life that I could bump into on a normal day.
Wait,
that's been with my girlfriend. And but it's like, cool, you've been with whoever, yeah, but it's like the fact that I have to see this guy all the time, it just reminds me. I don't want to know that.
Can I be completely honest and blunt and give my honest reaction to what you said?
I mean, you're gonna do it anyways. So you might as well.
Honestly, you might as well. Literally, that's my response. No,
my
get a grip.
Bad loose,
she had a life before you.
Man's trembling.
No, of course, of course, like, of course. I'm
cool. Okay,
that's not the problem. That's not the problem.
To be honest, how many? One, two. Let's say there's five men in this room. Yeah. I would rather 60 guys. Over the five men in this room.
Then that's your problem. 100%. That's not a her problem. That's your problem.
No, it's not a her problem.
Wait, can I ask a question? Can I ask a question? All right, cool. What's your lot's opinions, yeah? Say if you have an ex, yeah? Mm. And then you're one of your friends was like, yo, like, me and her have been talking and it's like serious love. Like, what is it?
It's an ex for a reason. If they've got serious love, leave them be.
Truthfully, I thought about this before. Truthfully.
It depends.
Yeah. Truthfully,
If my ex, let's say for instance, I've been going for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Chino was like, yo.
Stop using my name.
Go on.
Ludo was like, yo, like I love her in that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what? I think it's a guy thing. I think girls are.
No, men are sensitive. No, wait.
I thought about this. Yeah, cool. Like, how did
you even get to that stage? She's not my bridge, and why are you even lotioning my ex anyway?
It's one of those things that happens. And in truth, yeah, it's none of my business. Yeah. You game with her, whatever. However, now that you've decided to cross this bridge, you got to burn mine.
Yeah.
Like you can do it and that's fine. Like you can do it. I don't want to stop what you're doing. But
okay.
She got to marry her, fam. And like,
yeah, like she's not in my life anymore. So right? She's not in my life anymore for whatever reason, yeah. And in truth, I don't really want her around me. Now you've chosen to do that and go over there. You can do that, but you've got to also go where she is.
All right, cool. Okay. So my
I agree with that.
No, all right, cool. So my one is, yeah, you lot ain't gonna agree with it, yeah. All right, cool. Any ex I have, yeah, is you lot can have her. Like, I wouldn't care. She's their ex for a reason. Like,
amen.
Like, I have no feelings to an ex right now. Anyone that I've past slept with, I promise you, if you told me, yo, I must have like slipped into so and so by accident, my bad. I'd be like, yo, bro. Hey, did you put a couple strokes in for me?
Let's try to compare game tape. Yo,
did you
do this thing? She likes this, you know?
Oh, wait, hey. Hey, does she still taste the same? Like,
dumb. He doesn't know.
No, but I'm being dead serious. You don't know you could have that conversation with me.
I won't.
But all right, cool. I've told you lot that you can.
I couldn't do that, me personally.
Yeah, all right, cool.
I couldn't do that to them. But one of you men had an ex, and then, like, I couldn't.
I'm staring clear, bro.
I couldn't. Wait, all I'm saying is, yeah, I would, it's weird. Like, if you literally said, I love her kind of thing. Like, we've been talking.
No,
wait. You're like, we've been talking behind your back. But I love
that's
her now.
You, bro.
No.
So are you mad about the relationship or the fact that it got to the point there was a relationship and you weren't aware?
No, I would prefer if he came to me and said, yo, look, I'm interested in such and such.
Wait.
Before anything happens.
Yeah.
You get all right, fair enough.
Why are you interested in her?
But when you're already knee deep in the...
When
you're already knee deep in the sewage, bro? What's the point?
All right, cool. Can I finish off my thing? It's more of a thing. I'll just be like, all right, I love the honesty. All right, you know what? But just make sure you really love her. I wouldn't burn the bridge because like, I...
You wouldn't care if they really loved her or not.
Because I didn't even love her. I was mistreating her. I was cheating.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry. I wasn't cheating.
No, my thing is you have to. You got to be sure.
You have to be sure that you love her.
No, you got to burn my bridge.
You have to be sure what you're doing right now.
Wait. Do you know what the worst thing is, yeah? When a guy is mistreating your ex worse than you. God damn.
Alex, what is wrong with
God damn.
You?
Having this God damn. I thought I fucked her up a little. You taking her to therapy?
There's something wrong with you.
Don't get angry before her.
I wouldn't. I'm not possessive over exes. Like, if you're an ex, I'm still.
I think it's just a boundary thing.
I'm still,
disrespect.
Actually, yeah.
Get in that situation in the first place. But if it happens, make sure that you start talking to her. We've talked to mum, but just if you give an indication from the get go, then it won't be bad when it actually happens.
Cool.
Like, but yeah, there's boundaries. Like, I view any one of my actual brethren, yeah, any one of their girlfriends, I see them as a sister of mine now.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're one of mine now, jump in. Like, so I couldn't go there after. That's what.
And when the relationship ends, my relationship ends as well.
I ain't her up in that while I was with her. Like,
All right. Cool. I've got two questions to ask you lot before we end. So, this is a shout out to my niece. She got her GCSEs. My niece got her lowest grade was A's.
Yeah.
So she got A's, A stars, and A star plus.
Woo. We're going to Harvard.
Know what I mean? She's taking me out the hood.
Let's go.
You're a millionaire in your family.
But I wanted to know what was you lot's GCSE grades?
I got A's and B's. I got one C in Spanish.
I got a C in math. I got A star in history. B in both Englishes and C in science. Mm-hmm. And like A's and like PE and all that.
Damn, nigga.
But I got kicked out of RE, food tech.
How did you get kicked out of
RE?
Huh?
Wait, food tech? Nigga was cooking crack. Food tech.
I never
bought. You can't cook that.
Hold on, wait. Can you cook?
Where'd you get that from?
I respect
a
man that can cook.
Yeah,
I can.
Is that mashed potatoes you have there?
But what'd you get, Alice?
I got A in English Lang, A star in English Lit, C in Maths. I did BTEC Science because I was shit at science.
What?
But I passed.
I did no BTEC subjects, no offense.
Back when we had GCSE at my school, you could only do BTEC PE. Mm. So I did PE, but I got distinction star. Got an A in RE, don't know how. Should have done that A level.
I'm in a room full of smart niggas.
And then, but
actually, I ain't the smartest. I don't want to be the smartest in the room.
Wait, to RE. Do you know what my RE teacher was so good? Yeah, she would just lob something in the air and just let us debate for an hour.
Yeah.
And we learned everything.
Yeah, that's a good way of learning.
Chino, what did you?
You went to a smart school. I know Chino's grades were.
Straight A stars, don't lie.
Nah, it wasn't waving like that.
It wasn't?
A star maths, A star English Lit. A's in English language, chemistry, bio, physics.
I got a B in French as well.
And damn,
B's for like fucking.
No, I told you that.
B's for like German. And
imagine, I pulled up to my to try and get my grades. Yeah, the teachers all came around me. Like damn, we're so happy. I'm thinking, A stars. Man pulled up. Yeah, I'm looking at a U, X, E, and I see four C's. And I'm like, damn, in what? Like RE, like. Irrelevant shit. Niggas talking about Jesus shit. I got a C, fuck. And I got a C in Spanish, I can't speak a lick of Spanish.
See, my Spanish is good now. Like, if I was to go to Spain, I can navigate myself and protect myself, but I can't hold a full-on conversation. I'd be like, excuse me, what?
Yeah. But no, but when I got my results, I seen a U and an X first. All I could do is just chuck
X.
X. X. I got incomplete for the ones I got kicked out of.
Yeah, X is incomplete. Yeah. Like, you didn't show up
Bro, did
you see that, bro? He got drawn out on national TV.
Bro, all I'm saying, that was the same reaction,
She drew him out.
Bro, I got a U and an X, And all I could just do is just chuckle. And I'm like, let me call Ludo to sell crack, man. Real quick. And I was like, I am out of here. Like, I am never going to make it anywhere. But now I've got a podcast that does,
You don't need GCs for a podcast.
there's
a low barrier to entry.
No GCs. You see, with me.
So you guys did all your GCs, don't got kicked out of nothing?
So wait, with me,
It's not like it's normal. It's not normal, G.
Wait, so.
Why are we talking GCSEs? Let's talk degrees and like.
I got 2-1.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nigga, you wasted your time.
The thing is, I'm smart. I'm just mad bad behavior.
You wasted your time and you.
The thing is, Ludo's mad intelligent.
Yeah, he's
I'm
mad.
Just mad bad behavior.
It's a bad behavior guy.
Ludo's mad intelligent.
You know what, with me?
You seem like trouble.
Ooh.
Mate, calm down. Like, calm down. You just seem like trouble. Like, you like kind of like.
What do you mean by that?
She can spot a criminal on him. That's
no, like, I've got a good joke. I feel like you're a lot of fun, but I'm you're very, very citizen. Serious as well. But I feel like when you're bad, you're bad.
Ooh, yeah. How bad?
Ludo's a changed man.
Alex,
I'm a changed man.
I will punch you on camera. Stop it.
I'm drunk. Leave me alone. I'm fighting demons. Anyway, but I told you lot, like 2 months before I was taking my GCSEs, my head teacher came, not my head of year, he was like, yo, like, I think you should just go to college and be a BTEC.
just.
Then he slipped me the papers. And he was like, yeah, just sign it. We'll get
face
you,
down.
We'll get you to Enfield College. I was like, that's the worst college ever. And then I was like, doesn't my, like, my mum need to be like present, and he was like,
"Are you adult now?"
He was like,
"When you're 16, you can't make." Your
yeah, decision. he was like, "Don't worry about it. You don't need all that." And I was like, "Maybe."
Child slavery.
You got to call from upstairs. Yo, get that guy to sign the papers.
Get that nigga out of here.
But He tried finesse me, but
But you know what it is as well. Even for me, when I did A level, I remember going into my second year, it was just like I did well enough, but it was doomed from the beginning because my head teacher. sadly committed suicide.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like 2 weeks before the year started.
R.I.P.
Was you like close to his teacher?
I wasn't saying I was. Joy is with him, yeah. He was one of them guys where he made an effort to get me to be friends with everyone.
A lot of teachers, they don't actually care.
A good teacher makes such a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember like this girl I was talking to a while ago, we were talking about like this kind of thing, and she was like, my head teacher like used to walk around in a cape and used to talk down to everyone. I'm like, bro, my head teacher used to walk around. I'm telling you, the guy will walk through the hall, yeah, and like see everyone here and greet everyone by name.
Yeah,
yeah, like, my head teacher was like
everyone's name. The guy would like, he was a genius. He would walk into like a class, any class. He'd walk, one time walked into my science class, damn near taught the class for like 30 minutes. Yeah. One time he walked into our English class, damn near taught us more in that half an hour than teacher taught us for like 6 months before that. Damn. You get me? I don't know, obviously.
Shout outs to him, man.
Yeah, no, real talk, shout outs to him, man. And you could just tell the school went downhill after that.
Yeah. No, good teachers, you remember forever, you know?
Bro, yeah, I swear to God.
Same. I've got some teachers that have changed my
life.
We
even see that the other day, wasn't the other day, it was a while ago, but when Adele was performing and her teacher was in the club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, one good teacher was
one of my teachers was a nonce.
Oh, man.
Alex, what is wrong with you?
Wait. I need to say this, yeah?
One minute left, we
can keep going. So wait, how can you, yeah, tell me you're not a nonce, yeah, when you are measuring girls' skirts from where the knee, like,
yeah,
oh.
But that's to protect them. That's
for what? Why have you got a measuring tape next to a girl's thigh and be like, you're about inch off?
You know the teachers,
what do you mean
to us, yo, you're distracting the, not to us, but to the girls.
But
guys. The teacher used to say to girls, yo, you're distracting the staff. I'm like, nigga, wait.
Wait.
Yeah. Like, 15 years old. How are you distracting the staff?
The who? But that's the thing. It's sexualizing women at the age of 14. Yeah,
they're kids. No, they're not women.
No,
they're kids.
I think they're very easily pointing the finger. It's with good intention. They're saying it's distracting the teacher because they have to distract them from the young adolescent boys that are going through hormones and puberty.
No,
get turned on by a short skirt.
I didn't give a damn.
Like, if your parents are okay with you leaving the house like that, who am I as a teacher?
I swear to you, alright, real niggas know, yeah. If you're in school, real ninjas know, yeah. Like, if you was in school, all you cared about was bull. I didn't care about girls. I was like year 11.
Like.
Is it because you were ugly?
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
It might have been.
Maybe.
I was ugly in school too. It's fine. I'm not going to pretend. I was butters till I was 17. It's cool.
I was getting hoes in flipping.
You're lying.
No, okay. I was not.
Capping my rep.
We had ugly duckling syndrome. We've progressed, but therefore, then we were butters.
Therefore. You got me. I wasn't getting girls.
You went to a boys' school anyway.
I wasn't getting girls till I was in my 20s. Shout out my ex though, man.
You went to a boys' school.
You saw the vision early.
You got girls to get.
No hoes. All right, cool. I got
the early. Why the stocks are low.
Shout out her. She saw that. She saw it from early. Other than that, I didn't get things for time.
All right, cool.
Wait,
sorry. All right, cool. I got one more question for you lot before we leave. Yeah.
Wait.
Hey, can I get my question off?
Right, go on.
It's my random question. Yeah.
I want a question after.
All right, cool. All right. How long do you lot think you'll last in the jungle for?
What jungle? No, actual jungle.
Like, 30 days.
I won't last. I don't think I'll last 24 hours.
Bro. 30 days.
No way. No.
30 days.
30
okay,
days.
Okay. How?
Because I literally watch a lot of like documentaries growing up. I know what's poisonous. I know to watch what the animals eat, the herbivore animals eat. I know to eat what they eat. I know where to sleep.
Can you make fire from scratch?
On the ground, 100%. I went brownies, I did girl guides, and I do that stuff. But the reality of the situation is, no matter how starving I am, unless you're in that situation, I don't feel like there's certain things I would eat to keep myself alive. And there's certain things you need, certain comforts. And even something as simple as depression can kill you. So
if I was a lion, I saw you, I'm calling all the lions. Yo, we got one.
Wait.
You see that thing in the zoo when the guy, stop saying that nigga name, when I zoo and he like threw a piece of meat behind the lion said, no nigga.
I want you.
his eyes did not move from the zookeeper.
Bro,
I want you. I don't want that dead. I want you.
Well seasoned.
Gonna work for my hunt.
But all right, cool. Rachel.
Let her get a question off. Where was you going?
Okay, I have a question. I'm going, one by one, I want you to say the most amazing thing you can think of about women in general, starting with you.
Oh my, this PR.
Women create life.
Okay. No, they'll come to Alex last.
He took what I was going to say.
Yes!
No, you've got to say something different. You've got to say something different.
I've got to say something amazing about women.
Yeah, but genuine, no jokes, nothing.
Genuinely, and I always say this, right? I don't have a million female friends like Chino, but my closest friend is a girl. And there's a nurture, a and the comfort that women give you that you can't really get from your guy.
You never tried.
Like
it's good to keep a woman close to you, not even in a romantic way.
Okay.
I have a few. I feel like women have a perspective that it's hard to get elsewhere in general, just in life. Like, because the way that men work, right? We see the way
media
we see
trend.
Life kind of like this. It's tunnel vision, right?
Yeah.
But women consider a whole lot of things that I don't ever think about. Mm. So little things like that.
No, I'm listening anyway, but it's good
Alex,
to take
that. Please say.
Alex is going to say something.
Give an honest answer.
You asked the wrong nigga. You see when you're stroking with a girl and they do that quench thing, yeah, that stroke. You know when you're stroking and they do that.
The grip. Yo, do you know what he said?
Damn, I only got like 10 strokes left, and now he comes up to 2.
He was like, you know
that's the best thing.
I'm done.
You know when you get inside, that's the best thing ever.
You feel like your strokes is like counting down. Down on your head.
Your HP's gone low.
Your life bar is going down.
You only got 17.
Hey, all you have in your head is T minus 10.
10.
Do you remember that shit? 24. Yo,
blink. Yo,
it's gonna be a quick one.
Yo, yeah. You asking Alex the worst thing. The guy was like, I'm glad you asked. I've been dying to talk about this.
Wait, I'm glad you asked me this. I'm glad you have that position.
You know what, you know when you're with a girl, and you're in there and you're like, oh, fuck. It's a long fucking day. And like, all right, cool, let me eat it for a second.
I tell you the truth.
A real nigga told me one time, I'm not going to say his name, I'll tell you off cam. A real nigga said he was inside, he pulled out to like contain him, he nut while he was eating it.
Let me tell you the truth.
Was that Moses?
Let me tell you the whole truth.
Tell you the whole truth.
Oh my God.
He didn't pull out to eat it because he loves you. He was this close to letting it all go.
Alright, man. Alright, let's wrap it up.
Yo.
That's cool, man.
Come on.
Yo,
man.
Pit stop. Let's go.
Oh, man. Fucking hell, man.
Formula One.
Alright, man.
Thank you, because you did not have to do this.
Yeah. I didn't,
Thank you very much.
And I actually enjoyed it.
I'm glad you did.
No, you were really fun to have on, so it was cool, man. It's good.
You.
Plug your socials, everyone.
Plug your socials, Rachel, please.
Rachel.finney on everything, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Ooh, you a TikTok. I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, God. Ratchet.
I never did that shit.
You guys, but you know what
LT is, pod, don't forget the hashtag.
Yep.
Subscribe, you know what all
is,
of that.
You know what it is, man.
When are you dropping this?
Probably like the Tuesday after Carney. My one advice, if you grab a girl's number from Carney, don't call her, leave her alone. She doesn't want you.
She had Carney eyes. She had Carney eyes when she gave you.
Carney Harney eyes.
Over and out.
Peace.
Thank you, everyone.
You're going to get some, I promise.
We gonna get you some pussy. I promise.
Why do we act like this misogynistic prick?
Bruv,
you're
dumb.
Such a
The last
I'm
like
the
2 minutes.
Guy. I'm the nicest guy. I'm the nicest
like
guy.
Stickheads on camera.
Why we're still recording? Fucking hell! They got me.
Why?
I don't know.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, it sells. I ain't selling nothing. All right, love for listening. If you're still listening.
We're going to cut this out anyway.
Do you want to drop a freestyle?
My name is Rachel. I don't know. What is Rachel?
Rachel.
No. Okay. You've got Rachel and Olivia. If she doesn't trust you, she can shoot you.
Ooh. Are we still recording?
Yep.
Liv, come here. Okay. She's from Toronto.
Ooh.
Scarborough, Six Side.
She cheesed me, dog.
What? I'm not a poet. I don't know how to rhyme.
Wait.
She's not a poet, but we all know it.
I heard her accent till right now.
Also, can I just say, my friend that's not on camera is like the most beautiful woman on this earth. That's all I'm going to end with. Good night.
I said I wanted her. She don't want me.
Shock.
Facts.
No, mommy.
All right, cool.
Oh my God, now I stand up, I realize how much